Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.
Now, it's a big week this week. It is the Children's Book Council of Australia Book Week for 2020. So I thought I'd better chat to someone that knows a lot more about it than me. So I'm catching up with a local teacher and also founder of the Read Book Story Club, Sophie Ryan, who's been kind enough to join me. How are you, Sophie, first of all?
I'm very well, thanks, Fancy. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate your time. Now, it brings back memories. Whenever you think about books and book clubs, it takes me back to my childhood, even back to the day where my parents would read to us when we were in bed, you know, reading a story before we go to sleep, things like that. So, I mean, it does bring back a lot of memories and great memories at that reading.
Absolutely, and it's a fantastic way to build relationship at home as well. Sitting and sharing a book, there's nothing like it. You know, you get the opportunity to make those connections with the person that you're reading with, but also, you know, using that imagination and inferring and predicting together, questioning things, experiencing a different world through books together, and I don't think there's any beating that.
And is it a case, Sophie, of the younger you start, the better you're going to be at it?
Oh, look, absolutely. I think you can't measure the advantages that reading gives you in life, and certainly the earlier that you start, the better. That experience of sounds and words and language and that use of inflection and facial expression, all of those things help to develop really early literacy skills and social skills.
Yeah, and that is vital because we use them right throughout our lives, don't we?
Absolutely. It really prepares us. Reading really prepares us for life, and it educates us as well. It's like I said, it's unbeatable.
Yeah. Now what about, I mean, with COVID-19, the pandemic, everything shut down. I hear that reading has actually experienced quite a bit of a resurgence during this year because of COVID.
Oh, absolutely. I think you know, people who have had time, people who've had children in lockdown, have been given this gift of time, and as much as we like to, as much as we have disliked experiencing the pandemic, I think there have been some wonderful things that have come out of it, and that opportunity to use time to read together is one of those things. And experiencing that with family and with kids is unbelievably advantageous. So I think people have been finishing books as well, which is not something that we've always had.
I can put my hand up for
the
that one.
Of being so, you know, I'm certainly guilty of being one of those people who've got about 8 books on my bedside table, all of which are about 2/3 read. So, you know, being able to finish a novel or a picture book with a child, and then discussing the author, discussing the illustrator, looking at what you're going to read next, and then perhaps looking for someone by that same author, looking for a book in a series, it really creates a snowball effect. So I think COVID's done us a favour in that sense.
Yeah, and it's just so great bringing back memories, chatting to you now, like in school. I remember Moby Dick to this day. It's still one of my favourite books, and I finished that one. The Count of Monte Cristo, another one. I really enjoyed that one. But so that's probably the only two I ever read.
Well, you are showing your age a bit there,
Fairsy, too. Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, I know. But and what about book clubs? Because I know you've set up a book club. So I mean, and this is aimed at encouraging everyone to read, obviously, and all that sort of thing, and build relationships while doing it.
That's right. So there has been a huge increase in the amount of book clubs for adults, again, since COVID hit. Particularly digital book clubs for adults. However, I felt as though there was a gap there for kids and kids' book clubs, certainly for older children, perhaps in high schools, there's a few more opportunities for them there. But for young kids who we would really like to engage in literacy and in reading, there wasn't a lot out there. So I felt like here was an opportunity for me, somebody who loves to share stories with children, to set something up just for them that they can have a little bit of ownership over and experience just the same as what us adults do and older kids do.
Yeah, okay, and they can find out all the details, the Read Book Story Club online. You do have a website, thereadbook.com.au?
That's it, yes. And I can, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram. And if you have children from 4 to 6 who would like to come along and be involved in some really engaging reading and some literacy activities that will help them with their foundations in literacy, then, and you'd like to have a coffee for 50 minutes, then please come along and see me.
Sophie Ryan, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. And thank you for chatting about the Children's Book Council of Australia Book Week. And yeah, if you haven't read for a while, go and get one. Pick it up. Or, you know, you can look them up. As you said, they're digital now. You can go to book clubs like yours, et cetera, et cetera. So there's no excuses, is there?
Absolutely. And the Children's Book Council of Australia have a fantastic website with all the nominated and winning books from Book Week this year. That's well worth checking out as well.
Thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.